107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Coming at you live from the Fluorescent Studio, this is your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Robin Mays just walked in.
Hello, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Photographer extraordinaire and lighting director Laura Hurley is here.
Well, I had to turn on just half the lights because when there's zero lighting, my phone is desperate to try to grain enough light in it to take the picture.
Laura, before you will see a bag of dog food and a $20 bill.
I see that.
Jeff dropped that off after you left last time. He listened to your adorable, adoptable pet
Jeff.
Of the week.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, he's dropping off
That's
money.
Very sweet.
And
we have the best listeners, most generous.
Yeah, we do.
We
hear that a lot.
What are you holding right now?
I'm holding a Zeke.
Zeke.
Zeke is a 10-month-old Maltese Yorkie. He's acting shy and quiet, which is hysterical because he's not. He's not shy and quiet, but he's acting it today. At the building, he likes to bark. He likes to chew on things. Came in and his bed one morning looked like it snowed because he decided his bed attacked him and he was just defending himself.
What do you attribute his calmness right now to? Is it the sound of my voice?
Is it the sound of someone's voice? I think he's unfamiliar. He was like this at the building when he first came in. He's just unfamiliar. When he gets comfortable,
ears.
Look out.
Those ears are so expressive. Hi.
What kind of dog?
Little satellite
Maltese
dishes.
Yorkie.
Hi.
Morky.
Beautiful. Tannish, blondish.
Tannish, blondish.
Caramel macchiato-ish.
There you go.
Just a little bit?
He's more like a vanilla latte.
That's a good-looking dog. How old?
About 10 months.
Aw, you did your puppy
We will be
still.
Getting our vetting this week. We have a couple applications. I don't know how of a good fit. I wouldn't really recommend an apartment because he needs his room to zoom and run. Mm. So we're hoping for a fenced-in yard and another little buddy to play with because he loves his
Hi.
Little friends. Big friends scare him. But he's got a little friend at the building that they have a good time chasing each other in the yard.
Oh, yes. You just like to play because you're a puppy. Yes, you are. You're a cute
Where did
puppy.
She come from?
This is another breeder release.
Wow.
So.
Dog factories.
Moral to the story is, people go to breeders because they want a certain
Hi.
Breed. Check out your local rescues and shelters because
Hi.
You never know what we will
Hi.
Be getting in.
Right.
We have Hi. A miniature poodle at the building right now who has a pending adoption. We've got another poodle who does not have a pending adoption. We'll be sharing that page because he's getting vetted this week. So he will be available.
Laura's in love with Zeke.
I am. You're just sweet.
He's a handsome dude, and he's sporting his bandana.
He's got his bandanimal on. Let's take a good picture of
this
that.
This very sharp-looking animal.
Sharp, right?
I like the facial structure. And
I love those ears, how they roll back and forth when you're talking to you.
And did you know that I picked up more bandanas from Craig? So
yes.
BCA has more bandanas, and I hear you're getting more bandanas.
Pro Team Design doing it. Check out Pro Team Design's website. See what they could do. ProTeamDesign.com. They do designing. They do extraordinary embroidery. That could be a tongue twister. Too many syllables. Extraordinary embroidery.
Like you need more challenges.
For all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes, superior service, Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or ProTeamDesign.com.
You got cute little paws too, don't you? So how big will Zeke get?
He's not going to get very big. You think about the size of a Maltese and the size of a Yorkie, not very big. Maybe, get some pounds on him, but no, not very big.
Let me ask
15
you,
maybe.
Let me ask you, when you say breed and release.
Breeder release?
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Why do they get rid of them? You're asking. Is that
and how do they get? Do they go so far as to bring it to the shelter, or do they just let them go outside?
We get that, or we get a call that says, "Hey, I'm for whatever reason, I'm either A, not breeding this breed anymore, or I need to clear out my stock for one reason or another, and this one is maybe not performing or older.
Is the word culpable, though? If you're in that business, you can't just say, I'm done with it. Don't you have any obligation of financial and otherwise to help?
All good questions. We just take because we have seen what happens when we don't. Yeah. So we prefer just to take them. And there are rescues that don't. And I totally get that. We prefer to take them and go from there and think about that moment forward that we're going to make their life better and do the best we can.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Franz Mann, One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.
You know, rescues and shelters are different. It's not where you can come in, plop your money down, and walk out. We want to make sure that this is what you're looking for in a pet and what they need in their life going forward. You don't need to be set up for failure. So we're hoping that when we have a discussion of an adopter comes in, I live in an apartment or I live in a condo or I've got a half acre, but it's fenced in. This is what I want. We try and meet with what you're looking for.
You're doing amazing work there. How many volunteers do you have?
We have, at last checked, over about 24.
That's fantastic.
And they come in every day, every week, 7 days a week, no holidays, because when you have a building, when you have animals, when you have, you know, people, everyone needs cared for, so it doesn't, the calendar does not matter.
Yes.
Everyone needs taken care of, everyone needs fed, everyone needs their medications, no time off. And when you do need time off, we find someone to cover.
I'm afraid to say that this dog is available for adoption because I think Laura's taking it home.
Oh, you know, I would love to, but she said no big dogs, and I happen to have two large crackheads, so.
Your crackheads would eat Zeke.
Do they like other dogs?
They love all dogs. They love all dogs.
Well, he does think he's a big dog.
Oh,
It would be very interesting to see.
Because
I know Laura has a fenced-in yard.
Yeah. I got all the bells and whistles.
She does have all the bells and whistles.
Yes.
How about cats? Does he like cats?
Have to chase cats.
Oh.
Only because we don't know what they are. And they're entertaining and they run fast. Except when they turn around and swipe at you, then that scares me.
Well, mine have no claws. Mine have no claws, so swiping would just be just a punch in the mouth.
A punch in the face. That works too, especially if you got enough power behind it.
Yeah. She gets trapped regularly underneath one of the cars out in the driveway because we have this gang of turkeys in our neighborhood.
Yes,
and
I've seen them.
They think they're bad mojos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think I did see them with leather jackets and stuff on one morning because, they travel in gangs.
Chains and tattoos.
Uh-huh. They are absolutely frightening to me.
They are. And
they look like they're from another planet and they're invading.
They're not nice.
They're not nice. No,
they're pretty. I'm going to give them that. I think they're pretty and they're fun to watch.
They're fun to watch.
But I will get out of their way.
They seem aggressive to me. When they start walking toward me, I don't want to know what that outcome's going to be, so I just leave.
No.
Oh, my crackheads want a piece of them so bad.
I still go back to that WKRP in Cincinnati episode. Oh.
Of course. Every Thanksgiving.
As the turkey drop.
What does Les Nessman say? Or maybe that was the station manager. As Lord is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
I wouldn't doubt that that's based on some kind of truth.
Probably.
Who doesn't think that turkey?
It's a bird.
Yeah. I mean, they can fly for short distances, but you can't drop it out of an airplane.
You can't drop it out of an airplane or helicopter.
Learn that the hard way.
They would nest in our giant cottonwood trees in our neighborhood. So they have to be able to get up there somehow.
They can get up in trees, but they can't do a distance or a height.
They're not migrators like
If I'm not mistaken, and I'm not really sure why we're talking about wild turkeys, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they are the closest related to dinosaurs that we have on this planet. I believe chickens and turkeys.
Oh.
I think I read that somewhere.
You're just making
I would
that
think
up.
A camel would be closer to a dinosaur.
I would think alligators.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I learned something about camels the other day.
So if you would like to adopt an alligator or a wild turkey. This is not the place. To see pictures of Zeke, this beautiful animal.
Oh,
which
he's so adorable.
Currently resides at Voice for Companion Animals, which is based out of GI, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They have pets available for adoption. Zeke is just one of them. See pictures in the blog section of 1077theisland.com.
And he is just more than happy to be your lap mate.
Found the treats.
Friends, man.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. We must be in heaven, man.
Friends, man. One man party in the morning. 1077 The Island.